One, two, three.
Play.
Here it is.
The hug heard around the world. It lasts 1 second. Well, you guessed it.
Hi, everyone. We've officially got footage of the final season of Game of Thrones.
It is less John Snow, than 1 second long.
Sansa Stark. Top comment is from Littlefinger. Sansa does not look very happy.
Oh, that's
maybe
funny.
We'll have Daenerys versus Sansa. 182 likes, 13 replies on YouTube.
This is all we've got to work with, people. So here we are.
We thought we'd make a special episode for this because we were talking about it on the phone anyway.
Yeah, so. But here's the thing. This is what I was saying to you is that I saw this trailer thing for just HBO in general, and I felt like I had been renewed. I was so excited to just get half a second worth of Game of Thrones content. It has been so long and we've been waiting forever. So why not get back in the game?
And it featured Sansa Stark.
I know. What more could a girl ask for?
Does Sansa look happy? Does she look not happy?
You know, let me scroll back and watch it again and check. Here's the thing. Winterfell plot last season left something to be desired.
Mm.
So if you got Jon and Sansa hugging, I'm amped for it.
Aegon.
This is coming right off the tails of everything that happened with Littlefinger.
Aegon,
what? Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot already.
Do we have to start calling him Aegon?
No.
Are you going to start calling him Aegon instead of Jon?
No, are you?
I don't think so.
No, that's not happening.
And unless we're called out for it.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say. So what do you think about this scene?
It looks like John's come home from the ship.
Mm-hmm.
From his
escapade.
We know that John is a Targaryen, and we know that he's returning to Winterfell to see his sister Sansa and tell her that Daenerys just lost the dragon and that they might have a relationship. Do you think he's going to tell Sansa about their relationship, or do you think Tyrion will do the telling for them? Also, that means Tyrion's going to be there.
Yeah, I'm so excited about that.
And they're technically married.
That's true. I would hope that Sansa, or that Jon and Sansa would have that conversation themselves. I think that they will.
This complicates things.
Tyrion is probably somewhere in this scene. I mean, it's hard to tell from Sansa's face what her expression is.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could be relief. I think it could be stress. I think it can be, you know, it could be a whole number of things. So I think it's kind of hard to tell, but I'm really excited for them to be back at Winterfell this season.
Do you think it'll be a setup in the show or a miniature arc this season, Sansa and Daenerys having some sort of power struggle now that Sansa is sort of being positioned as the leader there of the North, or at least the Warden of the North?
Yeah, I mean, there probably will be some sort of power struggle. I hope it's not another Arya Sansa situation where it takes all season and it all feels super out of character, you know?
We only have so many episodes, and I feel like much of that in this final season is going to have to be dedicated toward, one, telling us about how things work magically, two, we need to see these fights resolve in an epic way, and three, we need to find out what's going on between Arya and Sansa in Winterfell.
Yeah. Nothing's going on. Also, does that mean Jamie's here in this scene?
He's probably on the way.
Probably not there yet. He's probably on his way.
Arya's going to be there. Tyrion's going to be there. Sansa's going to be there. Jon's going to be there. Daenerys is going to be there. Not to mention all of the connected friends in the situation.
Have you seen that stuff going around online of people zooming in to try to figure out who's in the background of the shot?
I saw that Jeff posted he was zooming in and it was
a
cover of The Winds of Winter hidden.
Yeah, that was the funniest one of them all. I was like, okay, people. I get it, though.
HBO has released teasers like this about the shows and their upcoming seasons, and it usually pulls footage from the first or second episode, so we can bet that this will probably happen in the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
The transition from, I guess, the ship and Daenerys to now Jon returning home in Winterfell, and I bet we'll get kind of an update on how things are falling. Like, it'll feel like the passage of time has happened between the end of the last season and now in 2K19, whenever the show airs.
Which maybe later than
it was only
thought.
Like a few weeks, maybe a few days for them to travel.
Right. Well, that's another thing that we found out, though, this week. Well, not for sure.
That instead of it being potentially released in the winter because winter could finally be coming. It might be released later in the summer.
Yeah, like late spring, late summer.
Yeah, that was due to a few remarks from a person working on the visual effects. Mm-hmm. We can link up the article in the show notes if you're interested in reading.
So now we have to wait even longer.
Is season 8? Is season 8 the new Winds of Winter?
Perpetually not being released.
Are these two tiny shots and one tiny sequence our sample chapters?
Maybe.
What will happen in season 8?
Honestly, I'm just excited to see Sansa.
Stay tuned.